From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
Most of us say we have a high regard for teachers and consider them to be the key in meeting the constant demands for better schools, yet we continue to pay them poorly. That's made very clear in a new survey by the American Federation of Teachers, the AFT. Survey showed that in 2005, last year for which complete information was available, in 2005, teachers were paid an average of about $47,000. After accounting for inflation, that actually was less than they made the year before. Beginning teachers averaged about $32,000 for the year, and out of that, many had to pay off thousands of dollars in student loans that got them through college. There are some 24 other professions that also require college degrees, and every single one of them paid more than teaching, an average of $16,000 a year more. Teachers did better than workers in general, but only 6% better. No wonder most of the country's major school districts can't find nearly enough qualified applications to fill their empty teaching post. The FT says that if current trends continue, as expected, teachers soon will be earning less than the average American worker, and the gap between the pay in teaching and other professions will grow even wider. The union says it's essential that teachers' salaries be made truly competitive with those of other professionals. It calculates that that would mean raising pay for teachers by fully 30% over the next decade, to an average of roughly $61,000 a year. That would cost about $15 billion a year, but that would be only about 3% more than what's now budgeted for all public school expenses. Or how about getting the money from the corporate interests that depend on the schools to train their future employees? $15 billion, after all, would represent just a little more than 6% of what they've saved through recent tax cuts. It's absolutely certain, in any case, that we'll have to put much more money into teacher salaries if our demands for improved schools are ever to be met. With the Perspective, this is Dick Meister.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.